Good morning. Clear skies and light winds overnight, providing us with a frosty start this morning in a lot of places across interior New York and New England, but even places that are not below freezing are still in the middle and upper 30s, so chilly either way. The good news is that we'll have lots of sunshine today and a nice rebound back through the 30s and 40s into the middle and upper 50s in most places, with some places touching the 60-degree mark by mid to late afternoon. Some high clouds will begin to stream in by the end of the day, filtering out some of the sunshine. Those clouds will tend to increase and thicken tonight as a wave of low pressure ejects out of the Ohio Valley and in our direction, with a chance of showers developing toward and then after midnight. Low temperatures will be in the lower 40s on average. In fact, this will be the theme for the week ahead, with a trough of low pressure in the middle and western part of the country. We'll see bouts of energy rotating through the trough and ejecting in our direction pretty much each day, which will keep skies partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers on Wednesday. Highs will be in the mid-50s, a bit higher in the lower 60s on Thursday, but still the risk of showers as another wave of low pressure moves through, and then yet one more wave of low pressure with a good chance of showers on Friday, and high temperatures again in the lower 60s. We should break the trend by the weekend, with sunshine on Saturday giving way to some clouds. It should stay dry with highs in the mid-60s before a few showers move through late in the day on Sunday, with highs staying in the middle 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, upper-level energy over the northern plains will move into southern Canada by tomorrow. The system will produce snow over parts of the northern Rockies and into the northern high plains that will slowly wind down through the afternoon. To the south, in the milder air, showers and thunderstorms will move into the Ohio Valley and mid and lower Mississippi Valley. These storms will be on the stronger side, and showers and storms will also be likely in the southern high plains. Some of these storms will also be strong to severe, with high winds and large hail the primary threats. Meanwhile, additional upper-level energy just off the Southern California coast will move into the Great Basin. As this energy tracks across the Rockies, higher elevation snow will be possible in Colorado and Wyoming, where winter storm warnings are in effect through tonight. Some locations will pick up as much as 8 to 16 inches of snow from this system. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 12 degrees with a west wind at 59, gusting to 68 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, sunny skies and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 35 degrees, the dew point 25, 67% relative humidity, a west wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.38 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 1 above zero at Casa Vieja Meadows, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunshine, followed by increasing clouds, upper 50s, Boston sun, then increasing clouds near 60, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with rain moving in later in the day and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 46, that's 7 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, 2.1 inches for the month of April and 55.4 inches for the season, which is 4.8 inches of snow below normal. There were 19 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 412, that's 84 below normal, and 6,037 for the season, which is 332 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high, 88, set in 1888, and the record low, 27, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:53 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:53 p.m., 14 hours of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont. also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 50s. Increasing clouds with rain moving in tonight in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with increasing clouds late and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with rain moving in tonight and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid 50s. Increasing clouds with rain moving in tonight and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with clouds increasing later on and highs around 60. Cloudy with rain moving in tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with increasing clouds later and highs around 60. Cloudy with rain moving in tonight and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers in the morning, then some afternoon sunshine in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers mid-50s on Wednesday. Still the risk of a few showers on Thursday in the lower 60s. A good chance of showers on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower 60s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds on Saturday, dry, mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers Sunday and highs again in the mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.